Fun Friday, December the 3rd on the McCafe menu. We've got a nice little offering today. And this is great because I can hear myself twice. I can speak, whisp, and it comes back through my ears. It's a great start to the day. Lord Ian Botham's going to join us.
He is.
George Samios is going to join us. Johnny from Epping's joining us. Daisy Pearce is coming in at 8 o'clock because the only reason we're back here, hearing ourselves twice, is because we're going to give away a brand new Toyota Hilux Rugged X to our caller of the year. And I think Robbie Sinclair's coming in too, isn't he?
He is.
The
yep.
We're going to give a $1,000 voucher away. So if that's not reason enough to get up in the morning again, Wispy, I don't know what is. And you, our magnificent audience, we've missed you. Please jump on and join us. 1300 736 736 is the open line number. We'll give you the pipe guarantee.
What is it?
I haven't welcomed you yet. You ring up and you get on. And 0433981116. I want to see that beautiful text machine tick over because I can see that some people already from the morning have got up on the right side of the bed and they've lashed out.
Poor old Nims.
Poor old Nims.
Doing his best.
Oh, God help me. Great to have you all back for a day. And, hey, for those 43 people that are waiting for the magnificent Toyota Hilux Rugged X, stand by. This could be one of the great Christmases of your life. How you going, Wisp?
Good morning to you, Gary. Good morning to you, Gary.
We're doing this in the television studio this morning.
We've got a little bit of echo in here.
Lots of echo. Which sets us off.
It does.
Lucky we're in a...
Oh, dear. How you been, by the way?
Oh, missed you.
What do you mean you missed me? You've seen me three times since we went off air.
Yeah, why have you been dagging me around so much?
I haven't been dagging you around. You've been dagging me around.
Why?
The Toyota. Like, we went out to Toyota. Oh. Seriously, everybody. Yeah, this Rugged X that we're giving away this morning.
Well, if you log on is, and you see us.
That is some vehicle. That is some vehicle. You gave it. You put it through its paces out there at Toyota.
I've been moonlighting after that.
What do you mean? Well, you've been back out there.
Well, they rang me up after I gave it. Because we had to shoot some video for the Rugged X and they said, we've never had a test drive like that. So I've been running a few of the cars through their paces, but I tell you what, we went through water, up hills, down hills. It's a great car.
It is a great... Somebody is going to be absolutely blown away.
Did you know we were going to be on... This is being shot today. I would have had a show.
Yeah.
No, I would have. So then we went out for dinner.
Yep, we did.
Me and you and George and Xavier.
Well, before that, we had the Hutchie dinner, just a little intimate dinner for 60 that you and I thought were about... The only reason we both said we'd turn up is because we thought about 8 people had been invited. We got there and there were 60 of his closest friends there.
Thanksgiving dinner.
It was a Thanksgiving dinner and everybody gave thanks for being there. It was great.
Yep.
Larry Kesselman, he got up and made a great speech. Hutchie interviewed him. He was impressive, wasn't he?
Who?
Larry.
Oh, very.
You know the bloke I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. I was there. I thought you meant homicide.
I thought you might have missed that.
I thought you meant homicide.
He was good too, but I thought Larry was great. The way that he... was that Chatham Rules that night?
What?
Was it Chatham Rules the night, or were we allowed to talk about
Chatham House Rules?
What is it? Chatham. Is it Chatham or Chatham?
Chatham.
Chatham. Where does that come from, Chatham?
England.
Chatham.
Yep.
Is there a place called Chatham?
What? Out of here. Bloody things vibrating in my ear hole.
Is there a place in England called Chatham?
Well, probably.
Is that where the name comes from? Chatham House Rules.
Let's test the audience.
What's the origin?
See if they've
got
smarter or dumber since we've left. I always tell you they're the smartest audience in the world. If someone can tell us where Chatham House Rule comes from. Gary, I bought myself a farm down near you. Might have to borrow the ride on.
You'd be more than happy to lend it.
I doubt it, Brad. It won't be. You must be going nicely. Real estate prices down there.
Wait, careful with that. Hey, Kingy and Sam have been doing the show, which has been great. Good feedback there. Kingy's been great. Tell everybody that he...
Where's anyone giving Sam a pump up?
Anyone giving him a pump up or not?
You're sounding up and about this morning. Seems like it's been a good break for you both so far. That's Cookie in Brisbane. See, this is the family. They're coming back now. Welcome back. There's Duna, good friend of ours up in, or great friend of the program in Broadford.
Hey, Tell us about you gathering your family together and watching the Melbourne Grand Final again.
Well, that's a secret. That was very private.
Is that Chatham House rules? Can you just tell me the topics that I'm not allowed to talk about?
No, well, I hadn't watched the Grand Final, and I said to the boys, I said, well, I won't watch it until we can get together, and such is their busy social schedule.
Right.
That we couldn't do that until last Saturday. So my brother Rick came across from Geelong and my three boys came down to the farm and we got some big steaks from...
Oh, big steaks.
Victor Churchill, my good butcher friend.
Did you pay full freight or did you say...
Yes.
I might mention it when I go back on air in a week's time.
Well, if I...
Give me the on-air discount.
If it wasn't full freight, oh, boy.
They but, were thick. They were...
Ribeye.
Well, did he tell you to cut them that thick or...?
I didn't cut them. Ben the butcher cut
them. Yeah, did Benny the butcher, though, did he tell you how thick you needed them?
I just walked in. I said, give me five of your finest, Ben.
How long on each side did he say?
6 minutes either side.
Grill or...?
On a hot
plate.
On a hot plate. And then turn two of your burners down.
Yeah.
And then just let them cook slowly and all that marble, beautiful...
And the juice.
..fat comes through. And
did you rest them after you cooked them?
Rested them in foil.
Did you? For how long?
Some chips, just shoestring fry, big fat ribeye with some finest.
Yes. Are we allowed to talk about what you washed it down with?
Grange.
How long had you?
I know
had
it
the
sounds like a wanker.
It does sound like a wanker.
I accept all wanker accusations because it was, but we don't care because for 57 years. It's worth it, and we won't be drinking it. I've had this Grange, I don't know where I've had it. You know, I've had it for 20 years.
Yes.
And it just used to sit in the... And they were fascinated with it when they were young blokes growing up because I said, look, this wine's the best wine you can buy.
Had you kept it for the day in Melbourne? Yeah,
okay. Oh, no, yeah. Well, they said, when are you going to drink it? I said, and just off the cuff, when we win a flag, we can drink it.
Yeah.
And so about 4 minutes after the final siren, get the grain! Anyway, it was one of the greatest nights of my life.
Right.
Because I couldn't really remember the game, Wisp. So watching it again was as... And they were carrying on as if it was live. They were abusing the umpire. My stupid brother was abusing everyone.
Did anyone walk out when you were 19 points down saying, I'm not going to watch this anymore?
Deathly quiet halfway through the third. The fun had gone out of the night. Do you know, this is... And we'll move on. We don't want to talk about this. With a minute 31 seconds on the clock in the third quarter, do you know what the score was?
I thought it was...
Melbourne was 6 points ahead.
So they're up by a goal, okay.
One goal with a minute 30 on the clock.
So they kick another three before three-quarter time? Or another two? Well, they're up by 19 at three-quarter time?
Yeah, they must have kicked another two.
Yeah, okay.
Unbelievable. Anyway, so that was that.
And it's all on again this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to watch it again this weekend?
Well,
you know, told me that they're expecting 35,000 people.
35,000 have registered. They expect more.
They'll expect more than that. Mm. And they're going to open up the whole of the MCG. So it's going to be like attending a normal home day game.
Yeah, as I understand. And
what's Garrity's role on the day?
MC? Not the whole day. I'm not going to MC in the whole day, but I'll do a bit at the end. So There's a great... In fact, the people will have a great day. It'll be, I honestly say this, it'll be a great day. But stay right to the end for the presentation because they've got some great stuff. And it was going to culminate with the great Ronald Dale.
Right.
Brassy. But he's got COVID, sadly, so hopefully now Brass and Cheryl are all good. He was going to be the man to hand the cup over, which would have been beautiful.
That would have been a beautiful
one. But it'll still be beautiful because Neitzy and Nilo will be up there.
You know whose big nose is out of joint?
Who?
Basil. He was hoping to be flown in...
Redemption.
..to do the interview with Simon Goodwin post the game.
I love Basil. I wouldn't come anywhere near the G on Sunday, Basil. I don't think that's where you need to be.
Is his name still Mud, is it?
I don't think that would be where you should be.
As Goody, has he been working on his post-game speech or not?
He'll be beautifully ready to go.
Is he?
That'd be great.
Is he sober yet or not, Goody?
He hasn't been drinking. He just has a couple... He's a wine connoisseur.
Is he?
Yeah. No. What are you doing? That's enough about me and talk about
yourself. I've been working fingers to the bone stuff. I'm still operating full throttle at Channel 7 at the moment. A lot of stuff going on there. A lot of exciting stuff going on there. Been tuned into a little bit of cricket. Been down mowing some grass. We had a great dinner the other night too. This is the other dinner that we need to talk about. Because a lot of people said and have sent... text messages through us while we've been talking to George throughout the last 12 months, maybe 18 months. We've had George on the program, The Wonderful World of Wine. He'll be with us a little bit later this morning. A lot of people send text messages through when George is on saying, oh, George would be the perfect dinner guest. Well, we had dinner with him the other night.
How am I going? I don't know you now. The ear's stuck in my ear. Go on, keep going.
And we had dinner with George the other night. I've got to say, I don't think he is the perfect dinner guest.
You thought he was boring.
He was boring.
He wasn't boring.
He was boring the other night.
No, he wasn't.
I thought he was going to give us a little bit of something.
He had a couple of moments.
Well, we're going to a concert. He's going to reveal that a little bit later this morning. We've got a big concert in September. You and I are going to be attending.
I won't
with George. Yes, you will be. Snoop is out. Snoop Dogg's coming to Australia.
Tell George to bring him down the farm. He'd like to see the kangaroos.
I'm sure he would. I'm not sure if George can get that close to Snoop, but I've asked for backstage tickets for T-Dollar and G-Money.
Yes.
And George said that he's going to be able to come good on that. So
Jose is sitting at home with a magnificent hamper. Because everyone who's in the running for the Toyota Rugged X has got themselves a hamper. We've delivered a hamper to them because they're all going to be on the big screen shortly. And we're going to give away the Toyota. So Jose says, just about to tuck into a magnificent hamper. Brecky, I'm pumped and ready to win the Rugged X. So there's Jose in Hastings. He's ready to go. Lots of beautiful messages coming through, which we absolutely love. Makes us feel good. And then this one. The self-centred ones are back. Goodbye.
Off to the sick page.
You're still listening. Well, I know you are.
Don't pretend you've gone. Chatham House rules originated at the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London in 1927. Thanks, Doug, in Malvern. There you go.
Yeah, I told you that.
No, you didn't.
No, I told you that someone on our audience would know exactly what's going on.
Let's talk about Bathurst 1000. That's a big, big, big weekend of racing up
there. Well, glad we're talking about it here because you talk about it a lot on Channel West.
Well, we love it. We do. We really, really love it.
Channel Dots aren't giving it much of a run.
How much of a run are Channel 9 giving it?
I flipped over just to check the other day. Donut.
Zero.
No race up the mountain. Hang on, what about the biggest motor race of the year? Nope.
Do you think that's a little bit small-minded from the networks? And I'm not just talking about Channel 9 here. Do you think it's a little bit small-minded when opposition networks that don't have the rights to something ignore it completely?
No.
Yes, it is.
No, I don't. I think that's fine.
So we should ignore the tennis completely this summer, should we?
We've got the tennis on SEN.
No. I'm talking about Channel 7 now.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So Channel 9 has the Australian Open, so Channel 7 should ignore it completely.
Up until it starts. Then when it starts, like I'm sure the Dots will have it on because qualifying's today. Hey, fantastic. Well, what a great start.
You fixed your earpiece?
I don't know what's going on here. I've got lots of different ramble stuff.
Have you?
This could be a three-hour ramble. So there's not a lot of sport. Ian Botham's going to join us. That'll be fantastic.
Have you done some research on the Both?
I don't need it.
On Beefy?
I don't need research on Beefy. On the Lord.
He's a wine man. We actually should have put Beefy on with George this morning.
Yeah. We're going to go to the break. I'm just going to pose this question. Christmas is around the corner.
Yeah.
How much should you be paying?
It's a crash when you start talking money.
No. These are the questions people want to know the answer to. How much per present should you pay and how wide should you be buying?
Your family? How far do you extend?
Yeah. Are you going immediate family? Are you going immediate family?
Partners?
Are you going then kids of partners?
Right.
Like, how far do you go?
Well, this is right in my wheelhouse because we've already had these discussions.
Okay.
In our family,
after the break.
I've got it nailed for you.
Give us a call if you've got an answer, 1-300-736-736. The text machine says... Oh,
it's humming.
Picked up where it's left. I might come back on Monday. 0433981116 as we go to the break. What's Trent Doss got here? We're going to play some highlights of our program.
Oh, really?
Probably won't go long. Bozza, been a star on our program. I hope you've enjoyed him through the year. We said, well, don't talk to me about it. We best go to the best, most authoritative voice in soccer. And he wasn't available, but Bozza was. So we said, let's get Mark Bozich on. Welcome, Bozza.
Ah, good morning, Gaz. Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Melbourne.
Gary is on a WhatsApp with all his old Melbourne teammates. Are you and all your old Aston Villa mates on WhatsApp somewhere?
I've got WhatsApp groups all over the world.
Kogan. No annual fees, tantalising rewards, just great value. Visit KoganMoney.com.au. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 14doors.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Long and Tim Watson.
AMOS used to be part of Cold Chisel, right?
Right.
So he sang a couple of songs. Bring back the great Australian artists and just fire them up with the best Australian classical songs. That is the best entertainment that we can possibly provide.
I lost my number, have you?
Well, you're one of them.
Well, yeah,
he's one of them.
That's right.
Bring him back too.
Bring him back.
He doesn't have to sing Johnny Farnham songs.
Yes, he does.
Well, Sunshine, he's called through. G'day, Jono. Stupid.
You there, Jono?
I am. How are you?
Yeah, lovely to hear your voice, Jono. Are you one of the callers of the year, eh?
Yeah. I'm in the call of the year, and I wanted to thank you very much for picking me as one of those people. This is not a grovel. It's just the second time I've actually got into the draw, so it's really good. I just wanted to comment on Jose tucking into his breakfast. Well, I was lucky enough to have it for lunch yesterday when it arrived. I couldn't wait until this morning to eat it. It was beautiful. And I just want to say thank you very, very much for it.
And, good on you, Jono. Enjoy, mate. We will do that at 8 o'clock. The 80 Pierce is coming in. We'll do what we did last year. There'll be all of our contestants are going to be on the big screen there with me. We're going to be able to see them. We're right around the country, of course, including John from Epping.
Right.
Now, John from Epping was a caller of the week. Hand on heart, if John from Epping wins the Toyota Rugged X, don't look at us.
Nothing to do with
us. Don't look at us.
No, when we went out to his place, we did not we did not cook up some sort of a deal. We thought about it, but we did not cook up any sort of a deal. Gee, he's got the driveway for it, though, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. It'll look beautiful in there. Hey, I asked about Christmas presents.
Yeah?
$50, Mozza reckons. He says $50 for the...
Adults
with the Kris Kringle, and then something little for the lilies.
Yeah, no, that's...
Is that right?
No, that's sensible. We do something like that. We do a Kris Kringle.
So do you buy for your brothers, sisters, or...?
No, we do a Kris Kringle with everybody, all those adults.
Joby, Obi-Wan, Kenobi,
he's a Kris Kringle.
No.
He just buys one present.
For who?
Well, for either one of his siblings... or one of their partners, or it might be Susie or I, and then we buy for all the little ones as
well. And does someone always go over or under the Kris Kringle in your family? You go under.
Always go over. Always go over. That's why everybody wants to pull my name out every year, Gary. Go way over. What do you do? You got the Brady Bunch going.
I know. I've got a couple of setups going that we've got to try and please the kids at the moment. Although... Nicky is very, very still treats the kids like they're 14.
Yeah, no, I had to put a stop to that. I put a stop to that. Susie was still putting
eight
up
presents
a
each.
Susie 2 years ago, Susie was still putting up a stocking for JB One Kenobi. He's 35. And he demanded a stocking be there hanging on,
of course he does.
On the chimney in the morning.
He's getting an eight prisoner. Anne's in Melbourne. Hi, good morning, Anne.
Are you all? I'm up and about.
And you're in the draw?
Yeah, I'm number 26.
Have you got your hamper?
I've already tucked into that.
You got a bottle of wine in there, Anne?
It's beautiful. Well, I've got plenty of wine in my wine cabinet. I could, I could open a bottle or two, couldn't I?
Well, you stay listening, Anne, because at 8 o'clock you may just have the great Christmas of your life. So thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you all very much.
Good on you, Anne.
So we're in Brisbane, we're in Melbourne, we're in Epping, we're all over the place today, and your messages are great. Love seeing them through. Tell us what you're doing for Christmas. I've got a few Gareth Orioles I want to get out. When do you want them?
Go, give me one now.
Do you want one right now?
I'll just give you this, though. Kris Kringle's now up to $100. That's a nice...
What?
That's a lot of Reg Grundy's. I'm lobbying to reduce it back to $30. Ours is at $100 too. I think $100 when you're only buying one, that's reasonable. One family.
I saw a photo of you two with the Rugged X. Tim, you're looking $1 million. Gary, not so much.
Oh. Brendan.
Brendan.
That's a bit nasty.
Mate, haven't you been reading the papers, Brendan, about trolling? You know, trolling legislation. I'm only joking, Brendan.
Yeah, are you doing a garatorial now?
No, this is a little mini. So the trolling legislation is trying to take Facebook and Twitter and hold them to account, right?
And that's a reasonable thing to do.
I think it's fantastic. And then if something slanderous is said and they won't identify who says it, then they're liable.
That's right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that explain...
So you can't be anonymous anymore.
Which we've been saying for a long time.
You've been... In fact, I think you led the charge.
In fact, I think I have.
Yeah.
Does that extend to... Oh, this is my question. To newspapers.
So and I've watched, the comment section.
Yeah, I watched the Herald Sun. Everyone else saw that. What a great... Okay, does this extend to your grubby comment section where online you can read Tim Watson's wearing a very nice Peaky Blinders hat... Then you go to the comments section and Tim Watson's a beep. Does it extend to that? Is it going to hold News Corp or the Nine Limited papers?
That's a really interesting question. I don't think that it does.
Well, of course it should.
I stand to be corrected on that.
So we're jumping.
Of course, any online, that would be deemed to be online, though.
We're jumping up and down in Australia wanting to hold the digital behemoths to account. Does it extend to our very own newspapers in our own backyard?
That's a very good question.
Can I get an answer before 9 o'clock?
Who's the boss of the Herald Sun?
Let's get Quinny on.
Let's get Tomo on. Just Robert Thompson. See if we can't. You got his number in your phone there somewhere.
No,
just see if
I don't. You have.
Just see if you can get him on the line. Have a chat to him. That's a very interesting point that you raised this morning.
Christmas is reasonably easy with Chris. Well, Chris Kringle seems to be the way to go. Anyway. Yeah, Liam is back too. Great to have Liam back. He's a miserable coot, Liam. Well, he is.
You started in a great mood.
He's essentially a miserable coot who tries, tries to get a bite out of us.
Do you want to extend it to text messages that come into SEN as well?
No, we wouldn't get any.